Yeah, the sales went great last week. Most places sold out.
Kevin, there's obviously a frenzy with $3,500 on the line for the players, but in the Knights of Columbus, is this a constant topic of discussion, how successful and how highly successful this event has been?
Well, we're more than surprised by it, but, you know, like, it's the people that play the bingos. All we do is get together on Wednesday, and some guys get together on Monday and do a couple of little jobs, and to us, it's just a small thing. It's a matter of a couple of hours' work. But it's really, really, really paid up better than anything, I think, that we've ever done.
And, of course, it raises money for charity, Youth Mental Health, Gray Bruce.
All of it goes for charity. There's, you know, you're allowed to take a little bit for expenses, and there are expenses. But no more than 15% of it, say. Yeah. And the rest of it all goes to the charities we support.
Kevin, was there a check presentation recently? Did I see
There was. And what we did, like all the guys who sell the cards, our vendors, the people who run these little shops and stores and businesses, they donate all their proceeds back. One of the expenses you're allowed to give them is a commission on selling the tickets, a buck a ticket. And they donated all that back. Last year came to over $7,000.
Wow.
All went back to the charities, right? We had a little presentation for that, and at that time, we have some money in our accounts that builds up, and we like to get rid of it regularly, maybe two or three times a year. So last year, the mental health got a about 2 weeks ago, mental health got a check for I think it was $3,500, and the other charities got $1,500, and it all worked out really nice. And the vendor's check was divided among the charities.
Well, that's fantastic. I was going to mention Youth Mental Health, Gray Bruce, Owen Sound Special Olympics, Families for Autism, and Gray Bruce Pregnancy Center have all benefited from the bingo game. It's a fantastic event.
Yeah. It's really worked out well. Yeah, and thanks to you guys, too. You know, it's good to have the radio station on our side.
Well, I'm not necessarily on Steve Ritchie's side when he leaves me two or three numbers shy of getting a victory.
Well, we're glad you're playing.
And finally, from a Knights of Columbus standpoint, Kevin, is this your primary project for supporting these charities and organizations, or do the Knights have other activities on the go that we should know about?
Well, we do a few little things. We were far more active before COVID, but we're getting back into it again, working, you know, essentially in our parish and with young people. We do a few little activities, and gradually we're getting back in gear again. We have a monthly breakfast with people at our church. That'll be coming up again, I think, next weekend. Feed the hungry.
All right. Well, listen, Kevin, thanks for chatting with us. I'm going to run through several places where people can pick up bingo cards, because I know if they're available, a lot of people are listening.
Yeah, because I know if I'm scooping them up, I'm sure the really eager players have them as well. Kevin, thanks for joining us today.
Okay, nice to talk to you guys.